welcome to the Goal Lines Podcast, your Mid-Missouri football guide. If you don't already subscribe, find us on Apple Podcasts and Google Play.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's installment of the News Tribune Football Podcast featuring the Lincoln Blue Tigers. I'm your host, Tony Hawley, sitting here with Trevor Hahn of the News Tribune, and before Trevor and I start to dice things up this week, let's listen to a little bit of Trevor's conversation with Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales.
All right, so bouncing back to last week here, it was a 56-10 loss to a really good Emporia State team. So just kind of what did you learn about your team in week one?
Well, I learned that we're a little bit out of shape, but that's something that's fixable, and it appears every week in the fall. MIAA football is some of the top-notch football in the country, and those are really competitive football teams, and Emporia State's no different.
Yeah, and that's a team that really likes to spread you out in a pass-heavy attack, and they were able to get somewhere north of 500 yards passing last week. So just kind of what'd you learn from your secondary in week one?
Well, I think that the tempo got to us a bit, and for the teams that run tempo, that's kind of what you bank on, is to make defenses stay vanilla and, kind of get some cheap yards, cheap scores, and they caught us off guard a couple of times, and we definitely put in the work to fix that.
Yeah, and then switching into the positives, the biggest positive from last week has to be the rushing attack. You guys ran for more than 250 yards, and just for what happened last year to the progress you saw in week one, just how pleasing was that to see?
Well, I was elated throughout the night as time went. We were able to rush the ball in a positive manner. I think LaMarco ended up with 5 yards a carry or something like that. I think we were 6 yards over the night, and then Xavier Vaughn helped the situation entirely with his contribution to the run game. So we're extremely excited, and that's kind of what's been our focus from the end of the season through the spring, through the summer, up until now. So we want to establish a run game. And that's kind of been our primary focus.
So, yeah, switching into this week, you guys get a Missouri Western team, first home game, and it's a night game. So just kind of what does that mean for you guys?
It means, more fans in the stands. For us, we get to play at home in front of our friends and family. We really like the fact that we're at home and this early in the year. And so with everything that's going on around campus, it'll be a great way to kind of midpoint the weekend.
Yeah, and Missouri Western has more of a balanced attack than what you guys saw last week. So just preparing for their offense, how is that different than what you saw last week?
Well, what we saw last week was, they were going to be highly up-tempo. This week, it'll be not necessarily tempo, but they've got two big old running backs, and they're going to try to establish a run game as well. So if we can be formidable against the run, we should have a better chance.
Yeah, and then defensive side of the ball for them, they also gave up a whole lot of passing yards last week to Central Missouri. So just kind of watching back on tape, what opportunities did you kind of see that might present themselves for you guys?
Well, opportunities, I still think that their defensive personnel, they're going to fly around, they're going to fly to the ball, they're going to play with reckless abandon. But I do think that the tempo got to them as well last week. Watching film, you can kind of see where the ball's getting snapped and chains are still moving and people are still moving around. It excites me in that manner because, we try to do that. We try to keep the tempo moving as fast as we can move. We're just not quite on that level yet, but we're working.
All righty. Thanks, Coach.
All right. That was Lincoln head coach Jermaine Gales. Trevor, let's try to stay optimistic for at least, a minute or two. So last week's loss, 56-10 at Emporia State, but it started out great.
It did start out great. Emporia State marched down the field, scored a touchdown to start the game. Lincoln gets the ball, obviously down 7-0. A pre-snap penalty pushes them back to their own 15-yard line.
So, wait, I thought we said this was going to be good.
I'm getting there.
All right.
I'm getting there.
first actual offensive snap. Xavier Vaughn, who we talked about a lot last week, coming back from an injury, missed almost all of last season, takes a read option 85 yards to the house for the first play.
Right.
Really showed off exactly what makes him good. He's a really good athlete. He could be the fastest guy on the field a lot of these games, and he really showed that off. So seeing him in the first play back, being able to show his big play potential, just kind of gives Lincoln a little bit of optimism.
And it wasn't just, you know, that one play, because he ends up with, you know, not the glitziest passing game, but he ends up with 133 passing yards, also ends up with, you know, 125 rushing yards. So, you know, that's maybe a little bit of what we thought we were going to see out of him when, you know, we heard so much about him last year and didn't get to see much. The problem is there was another quarterback in the game, and the quarterback for Emporia State had a fairly decent day. He went 42 of 49 for 442 and 5 scores. So I'd say maybe the quarterback scale tipped to the other team in this game.
Yeah, as Xavier Vaughn could have played a near-perfect game and still lost the quarterback battle, because Braden Gleason played a perfect game.
Right.
We talked about it last week. He kind of had his conference player of the year hopes ripped away by a Lincoln defense. He threw 3 picks against him. So he probably had a pretty sour taste and really wanted to do this to open up his last season with Emporia State. So, yeah, he threw the ball all over the yard, spread it out to a lot of different targets. And, I mean, you have to be impressed with what he did. That, I mean, like we mentioned before we turned this on, passer rating's not here. Have to imagine that's a perfect passer rating game.
It's got to be pretty close. And then what's, you know, what didn't help matters either was when he finally does go out after he's had enough fun beating up on Lincoln during the day, the backup comes in and goes 7 of 8 for 99 yards and 2 more scores. So between the two quarterbacks, last week Emporia went 49 of 57 for 541 with 7 scores and no picks. So I don't know if you can even draw that up on the board and go, we'd like to see this happen today in the best case scenario. Well, they got the best case scenario.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously this is something I brought up really early in the interview with Gales. It's like, okay, right. The pass defense obviously did not have a good day.
Right.
He immediately thinks that they got worn down on defense. Emporia State runs very fast tempo.
Okay.
They would like to snap the ball before 30 hits on the play clock a lot of the times. And Lincoln's not a very deep team on defense yet. They're still dealing with a few injuries and ineligibilities. So they're too deep at most of the spots. And so being on the field for as much as they were that game, which is something we talked about last week, that can't happen.
Right.
It happened. And when it happens, stuff like Braden Gleason's numbers are what you see.
Yeah. Again, it's one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, you know what? There were some highlights from the standpoint of a go. If I told you going into the game that Lincoln's going to have, you know, about 360 or 370 total yards of offense, you'd think, okay, you know what? This one might be closer than we might have thought going in. The downside is, you know, you're playing so far from behind, and that really didn't matter at that point. You were struggling to keep up with a very high octane offense where, you know, you just were just playing from behind all day.
Yeah, and they kind of shot themselves in the foot early in the game. There was a red zone interception that was thrown by Vaughn. There was a blocked field goal where they got down to about the 15-yard line, somewhere in there. So they were able to get in the red zone a few times. And if they're able to convert on those opportunities, they would be kind of still in that game at halftime. And, yeah, by the time the second half started, they were playing so far from behind. And I would kind of guess that morale kind of left a little bit. And things went south quickly. Yeah. And Emporia State was able to run it up pretty quickly and make the score look the 56-10 that we see in the box score. But I would say the game started, and the issue we saw last year is they were able to play with teams for a little bit. We saw that again for a while, and then the same issue kind of reared its ugly head.
If we're going to look for one other bright spot for Lincoln on the day, it was the fact that, you know what, you got a 43-yard field goal, and I don't know that we've had a lot of years where we could say that Lincoln has a kicker who can make a 43-yard field goal. So, you know, at least that's something. You know, it's not going to help you overcome all the rest of the stuff you had to overcome, but you know, that's something. So,
and if we do want to mention one more positive, the rushing offense. We talked last week how it has to be better for this team to function offensively.
Sure.
And that all really starts with Vaughn's 75-yard carry. But they ended up with 237 rushing yards. Obviously, they were able to pile on some of those in the second half when Emporia State's looking for them to throw. And kind of lighter boxes, easier to run the football. But That's over 25% of the production that they got on the ground all of last season.
Wow.
So okay. that's kind of a big deal for them.
Sure.
On the flip side, you would have wanted more from the passing offense, but we're trying to look at positives here.
Right.
So I will say the rushing offense was a positive.
So the Blue Tigers get to open the home portion of their schedule tonight. It's going to be a 6 o'clock game tonight at Dwight T. Reed Stadium. They're playing another team that's 0-1 in Missouri Western coming to town. The flip side is the fact that they were close last week. You know, they ended up suffering a pretty tough one last week, falling 45-38 at home to Central Missouri. So you look at it and go, okay, that obviously is a little bit closer. You know, so again, that's kind of a tale of two different teams coming in. You know, you got one coming off a pretty rugged loss, one coming off a hard-fought loss. So I guess the thing is, what do we have to worry about from Lincoln's standpoint as far as Missouri Western?
I mean, it is a first year under a new coach for Missouri Western, so there's a lot of unknown with them.
Okay.
But, I mean, the thing you kind of have to worry is the fact that their offense put up 38 points.
Right.
They were able to do a lot of things. I guess their offense only put up 31 because they did block a kick and return it for a touchdown, so there's a little context to that. But, yeah, they played with a Central Missouri team and kind of showed that they could be middle half of this conference, and that's still a pretty big leap from where Lincoln is right now to where they want to be. So, I mean, they present a lot of challenges, especially in the fact that it's a lot different offense or stylistically than they saw last week.
And then I think, too, you look at it from the defensive side again, because I think, you know, Lincoln's going to have to be worried about, you know, how do we get the offense and keep it going against teams? Because if you're going to have to, you're going to obviously have to score, you know, more than the 10 points you scored last week to beat anybody in this on this MIAA schedule that you got this year. So you look at it and you go, okay, well, can we have some success maybe against the Griffin defense? Well, I think the first thing that stood out to me when I looked at last week's numbers was they had 15 tackles for a loss last week. So that's one of those things where you look at it and go, okay, well, you want to have success, but can you? You know, I think so. It's just one of those where I think to me that's the thing is, can you build on last week's offensive production, make it even better, and then turn it into points? That's the big question.
Yeah, 100%. And you have to, if you're Lincoln, convert on those red zone trips.
Yeah.
And when I say convert, those need to be 7. It's cool that he had a 44-yard field goal,
right,
but this team can't be settling for field goals if they
sure
want to stay in games with MIAA teams. And, I mean, what you kind of have to look for tonight is Missouri Western also gave up a boatload of passing yards last week to
true
Central Missouri.
True.
So opportunities in the secondary might be there. But, I mean, you also have to look at the production Missouri Western had, like you mentioned, in the tackles for loss, and they're going to be disruptive in the running game. So Lincoln might have a totally different game plan offensively this week, and it all starts with limiting the three and outs because we mentioned the depth issue.
Right.
If you keep the defense on the field for a majority of the game, you're making their job so much harder.
Right. Well, and that's the thing, too, is you just worry about their ability to do that. You know, and again, I think it's... You know, I you hate to be talking about we're not deep enough only one game of the season because you think that maybe that's something you can hide in just one game. But if it's already come to the forefront already, then that just shows you kind of how that's going to be something that's we're going to be talking about that a lot this season.
In more cases than not, you don't get any deeper.
Right.
The rest of the year, you're at your healthiest week one, or at least you should be.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, maybe a few of these kids are able to get eligible. That might fix it, but you have to think the injuries probably outweigh that.
Right.
So, yeah, I think we're going to be talking about that a lot this year.
Yeah, that was my next question. You know, I know we talked about it a little bit in the preseason opener. We weren't sure what kind of, if we were going to see all of a sudden maybe a crop of guys becoming eligible. Have we heard anything more on that front, or is that something that we're just, you know, we're hopeful about, but we still haven't heard for sure?
I haven't heard much about it.
Yeah.
In the office, the ineligible list is still really, really long,
right,
so it didn't look like there was much progress made, and it was not mentioned to me that they're expecting much anytime soon.
Right. All right, then I guess I'll just ask you then, out of the people that were playing and are playing and contribute to that little amount of depth, how did we come out injury-wise from anything of note from last week?
They actually did pretty well on the injury front
okay
last week. As far as I know, no major injuries to report, and they are able to get a few guys back this week. Damon Bell, who was one of their top receivers last week, I didn't know he was going to miss last week's game, along with Omar Allen that we talked about. They both didn't play.
Right.
But they are both expected to be back tonight. a freshman running back. Maxwell is also supposed to be back tonight, and they're supposed to get a defensive back as well back tonight. So that is, especially defensive backfield, you need all the bodies you can get.
Sure.
You just gave up more than 500 yards right. passing. So any bodies are good back there at this point. So, yeah, it actually seems like they're doing very well on the injury front as of now.
All right. Well, I guess that leads us to the prediction point, and I'll just ask you, what happens tonight?
It does sound like there's some optimism around the Blue Tigers this week. They're happy they're playing a team with a number not next to their name, so that's a good start. I'm not going to be crazy enough to pick them to win at this point in the season after what we saw last week. I will say they keep it close for a little bit, though, and I will say Missouri Western 35, Lincoln 17.
All right, that should do it for this week. For Trevor Hahn, I'm Tony Hawley saying thanks for listening.
For more information about this week's game, visit newstribune.com and get game updates and more college sports content all week by following Trevor Hahn on Twitter @TREVHAHN3. That's Trev Hahn3. Thanks for listening.